This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
With the Cubs hosting St. Louis this weekend, could this be the Put the Cardinals Away part 2? Remember when I put the Cardinals away?
Why?
They're 5 back right now, Layla. They're 5 back. So this is it.
First
the Cubs
of all,
are putting the Cardinals away this weekend.
Oh, my God.
They're
Layla.
I'm
going to have to run for the hills.
And the batter is Michael Busch. Michael drives one in the air, deep right field. This is going to leave the yard. Another long home run.
Pat, that ball hit the top of the video board and right under the B in Budweiser. You talk about a blast.
Cubs have hit 6 home runs in the first 3 innings of this game.
And the pitch by Boyd. Swing and a miss, strike 3.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Lars Nootbaar. And he will swing and miss, strike 3.
1-2.
Swing and a miss, strike 3. Swing and a miss, strike 3.
And the Cubs take 2 out of 3. An easy 11-0 win tonight over the arch rival St. Louis Cardinals.
The Cubs are putting the Cardinals away this weekend.
You're right.
All right, Daddy Gang.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I heard that All Right Daddy Gang, and I was like, oh, is this the Matthew Boyd fan club we're talking about here? That's my first impression, but then I realized...
All Right Daddy Gang.
That's someone else, and we'll get to that later in the show. My goodness. And you know what? I can say that as a guy who has embarrassed himself doing the seventh inning stretch, it's not for everybody. At every time. It's not. As we welcome you to Rahimi and Harris, hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend. Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. And Mark, you ready for that victory lap yet? I'm just waiting.
I mean, it was nice to have some recorded validation.
Cubs are putting the Cardinals away this weekend.
Thank you, Robbie. See, I told Robbie, write that down. Robbie wrote it down, and he made it an audio.
Are you worried about those Cardinals, are you?
See, it sounds so much better now than it did when you guys were mocking me. So you guess what? Guess what this proves? That over the course of a 162-game baseball season, you're going to be right sometimes. And some weeks when you come in here, you're going to feel wrong. But guess what? I feel pretty good about the Cubs' 6.5-game lead over the Cardinals right now. While we're at it, Milwaukee has backed off 4 games at the moment. I'm still a little bit concerned about them.
The Cubs with a big and impressive homestand going 5-1, making things happen. They've now won 8 of their last 11 games after a beatdown, a mollywhopping, if you will, of the Cardinals on Sunday Night Baseball, no less. In fact, the Cubs They really put their thing on national TV, and we will get to that and talk about how you feel about a baseball team that now seems to be among the elite. It's the Tigers, it's the Dodgers, and really after that, it's the Chicago Cubs. Now 18 games over 500. Now the Tigers are 23 games over 500, and the Dodgers are 21 games over 500. But certainly right there, the Chicago Cubs, they have the third best record in all of baseball. You can call us, you can text us, 312-644-6767, and tell us if you think the Cubs are right where you thought they would be at the start of the season with 1 week remaining in the All-Star break. Reminder, we're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Behind the glass, it's Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and on the Twitch, where you can join us at twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, Connor O'Donnell is manning it. Also, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. But Grody, let's get back to this big series. And really, when you take the sandwich that was the Cubs versus the Cardinals, second time in 2 weeks, they faced the Cardinals. Second time in 2 weeks, they come away with two wins. Now, one of those was part of a four-game split. But this one at home, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. Enough so that I'm willing to overlook what happened in the middle game of the series on Saturday.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that we are at that point, and I think I am there too, and that was the game where Brad Keller allows the five runs and all hell is breaking loose, because when the bullpen breaks down, that's what it feels like 100% of the time but guess what? In that game, something very important occurred in an 8-6 loss, now that I'm thinking about it. Michael Busch hit a home run off the lefty Liberatore, continuing to make his case to play every day. And what a series Michael Busch had. The three bombs on Friday, the one I mentioned there on Saturday, and then I think he doubled, I think at least two hits last night.
He did.
A double off the wall. So really, you could find good in all of these victories over the weekend, culminating in what the Cubs did last night on national TV for the world to see. I think it's important to point that out too, because there have been tons of times, typically relative to the Bears, where I come in here or other hosts come in here and we have to lament the fact that our team was embarrassed on national TV. Guess what? Last night was about as ideal as it gets if you are one that wants to showcase your team a little bit, show off what you're all about. I mean, they were showing everything. They're stealing two bases in the first inning. Oh, you want a little taste of PCA? Here's a nice little base hit to not get a run. Oh, you want more PCA? Here's a running catch, which only 10% difficulty rate in Major League Baseball. You want a little bit of that? Oh, here's Seiya Suzuki. He's our guy. Oh, all-star snub. Here's his 25th home run of the year. Like, it was Matthew Boyd. You've been hearing about this Matthew Boyd guy on the Cubs? Here's five strikeouts in the first two innings. So I couldn't help but feeling a little bit of civic pride watching that game last night, especially to make it even more sweet against the St. Louis Cardinals and national TV and all of that.
And really, it was the whole weekend, right? Because they were part of the Apple TV doubleheader on Friday. In fact, the Cubs have been on national television now in four of their last five games. Going back to Wednesday, they were on ESPN getting it done, although everyone was holding their breath late as Daniel Palencia was able to get out of a jam to clinch that win and the series sweep against, you know, a team that we thought they were close to putting away. I mean, you're playing these kind of middling teams. You've got to put them away. But what's most impressive about this past weekend is they got a series win over the Cardinals, a team that had a winning record coming in. And that's something we hadn't seen in a long, long time. And I think the biggest thing is not the fact that they did this on national TV, but it was how dominant they were in the wins. And that's why the Brad Keller experience on Saturday, in which he gave up his first two home runs all season, I can overlook that because I can just say that's baseball and mean it, because the team's in first place. They've got a little bit of a cushion. And despite now missing another starting pitcher, which is, if you remember what I told you, take Ben Brown down to AAA, stretch him out, keep him ready for either a trade or to rejoin the rotation if necessary, because you're going to need more starting pitching. Guess what? Jameson Taillon now out with a calf strain with a significant amount of time, but the bullpen stepped up and continues to get it done. I think what I love most about what I saw over the past week is that everyone can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and understand that this team, this Cubs team, is not going anywhere. it's here for the long haul.
And that they're good, to your point, because you're saying it, and I wonder if people agree with where Marshall's coming from. 312-644-6767. Do you look at the Saturday game differently than maybe you would have in a different Cubs season, where are you trusting that this Cubs team is legit, that they are good enough to be like, all right, that's just a bad day, no big deal. Brad Keller allowed, the bullpen breaks down. I question Marshall a little bit on that, just because we know that what gets fans angst up higher than anything ever is when the bullpen breaks down. I know this from having done Cubs post game for 3 years, 162 games a year. It didn't matter where the Cubs were in the standings when a bullpen guy, when Pedro Strop would go in there and give up three or four runs in the seventh or eighth inning, the sky was falling. I just wonder if that was softened a little bit, especially because of the resume of Brad Keller so far this year. He's been really good, not to mention, too, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, I think it was off the air, actually, but the Pomerantz flexin' magic. The system broke down on Saturday. It's not supposed to work like that. Pomerantz was the opener in that game. Flexin' was no good in that game. And by the way, the Cubs hitters sucked that day, too. They were 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position.
Did they score runs?
They did score 6 runs.
You're right.
Hey, Cubs were 5-for-18 with runners in scoring position last night, and they scored 11. That's the beauty of the Cubs offense this year. Offense helps you to overcome issues.
And I think that's the bigger point as we talk about the Cubs and their big series win, their 5-1 homestand here on Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. Listen, if you're going to go 5-1 and then you look at the one, and what it wasn't was, oh, they can't hit left-handed pitching and got shut out. That's not what that was. That was, it's a bullpen game, and we weren't perfect, but we had enough runs to come back, make it a game, and end up losing in the later innings. Like, okay, that happens sometimes. You went 5-1 on the homestand. And that, to me, overrules everything else. Because you look like a team that's ready for, first of all, some pitching help, but second of all, that you can hold your own each and every day because different guys are going to step up. And what Michael Busch, as you mentioned, has done for this lineup, just looking at the last week, right? 565 average. After going 9-for-12 in that series with the home runs against the Cardinals, three of them, the two doubles, over the last six games, they're 5-1, and Busch has been in the middle of all of it. 565 batting average, a 615 on base. He's slugging over 1,000. And going 13-for-23 over a six-game stretch, hey, looks very all-star-ish is all I'm going to say about that for now. Looks very all-star-ish. I think the bigger thing, though, with Busch specifically is understanding Craig Counsell gave him a chance to hit against lefties. He gave him a chance, and he delivered. And you're hoping that continues into the future. Because when you look at where the Cubs are now, Mark, you're thinking, okay, what else do they need? Well, they might need just better at bats against lefties and faith that their everyday guy could be a lefty killer. And I'm not saying Busch has to be a lefty killer, but it provides you some quality at bats.
You're representative. That's all. It's okay. It's okay if you hit righties better still, but I think he's earned it. I think he'll probably get more. I don't think that this means Craig Counsell is going to look at it and say, because he's not that day to day. Obviously managers can't be like that. They look at the big picture.
Justin Turner, man.
I think he will have, because of what he's been doing, he will have earned more at-bats. I just don't think that all of a sudden Craig Counsell is going to completely scrap the idea of, whether it's Justin Turner or somebody else, scrap the idea of having righties in there against lefties.
So there was a rain delay last night, Grody.
Yeah, shorty.
I thought it was well worth the wait to check out what the Cubs did against the Cardinals. Were you more impressed with the Friday game or the Sunday game?
Ooh. I do like that question. I guess I'll go with last night only because of the Matthew Boyd factor, where he was, even when the game was close, which it was early, he was dominant in that game. I mean, Michael Busch hitting 3 home runs, that doesn't go out of style. And all the balls that were 8 home runs hit out of the park.
8?
That day. I mean, that, like, it's really hard to turn my back on that. But you've asked a good question, and I'm answering it with last night's game because of Matthew Boyd. What about you?
Okay, so At first, I'm like, well, the 8 home runs, you can't beat that.
Right. Can't turn your back on that. Never turn your back on an 8 home run game. It's the first thing I learned in broadcasting school.
I like the consistency of we're just going to put you away in last night's game where they score each of the first 5 innings. Like, here's a run. Here's 2 more runs. Oh, here's a big 5 spot in the 3rd. Here's 2 more runs in the 4th. Seiya Suzuki says, why are you leaving me off the All-Star game? I'm going to hit another home run just to remind you of who I am and why maybe I should be included.
While they're talking about it.
Yes, while they're talking about the setup for it. And it's interesting because I look at Friday's game and what got lost in the shuffle because, again, 8 home runs were hit. Who have I been telling you should not be in the starting rotation? Like, I've told you 2 guys, like, when all things are said and done, they won't be in the starting rotation.
Oh, well, Colin Ray, I think, is one of those guys.
Yes.
Who pitched in the blowout game on Friday. This is your chance to say that he was simply just the beneficiary of that day and he deserves no credit.
You know what? As much as I want to do that,
yeah,
I can't ignore the fact that this man went out and was flat-out dominant. He was dominant, and that's not what I was expecting out of Colin Ray in that situation because he's been so shaky as a guy I've called an overexposed swingman because he's had to make so many starts. But when you give up 1 run over 6 2/3, you strike out 4, you only walk 2. In fact, you only gave up 1 hit. You gave up the home run to Donovan, and that was it. I can't be mad at that. So I think Friday's game was more important and the fact that they got a great start in Colin Ray. Now, Colin Ray, if you need him again, you feel a little bit better about sending him out there again if you're still going to pitch by bullpen committee in that Jameson Taillon spot.
Yeah, he has re-earned the confidence of the 5th starter spot for the Cubs. We're going to mention Colin Ray. Like, we're going to mention pitchers who are kind of on the peripheral just a little bit where you don't know how much they're going to factor once it gets really real, and that is presuming the Cubs are in the postseason and make the playoffs. It was low-key really good to see. And look, the lights were off. The Cubs, it was 11-0 when Jordan Wicks entered the game. Was it 11-0? At least 8-0. But Jordan Wicks, ladies and gentlemen, who was called up yesterday, goes 3 1/3, did not allow a run, 3 hits, struck out 2. He did walk 1, but he is obviously over the injury. And when last we saw Jordan Wicks at the big league level, it was that wild, crazy game. Was it against San Diego in May? San Diego or Arizona?
It wasn't great.
It was bad. Like, he gave up like 3 straight singles, 3 hard hit balls, and what turned out to be a wild, wild day at Wrigley Field. But to see him do that, I don't know what it means if Jordan Wicks is back, if they are starting to get him right. But just, you know, keep an eye on that and his potential to play a part when the Cubs at the very least need a bullpen start.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Raheemi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. And going to the text line, it's interesting. Matthew Boyd told the Cards, stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. That from 219, because of course he is the father who stepped up is Matthew Boyd.
That's right.
I'm looking at this, and 815 makes a good point. Justin Turner shouldn't see the field. Michael Bush is an everyday player. Cubs need to upgrade their bench. We're going to get into that in detail, that thought process. And I think that's the way it should be. I just know that this team specifically right now is in the driver's seat in the NL Central. And even with the injury to Jameson Taillon, it feels like they're good to go. So much so that I'm willing to say that perhaps the Cubs can stay in first place for the rest of the regular season. And that was not my stance a week ago.
I know. You told me, you're like, I could see the Cubs shuffling out. And then you started to think about that. You started to think about the things that I say. I think that's what was going on with you in truth, Marshall. You were like, that Grody, boy, he's in my head, man. The Cubs are not going to step out of first place.
Well, you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. It's like, well, what would Mark Grody think about this? Do you think if I walk to and from work with Mark Grody enough, I can be his BFF? These are the thoughts that permeate my brain when I think of Mark Grody.
By the way, I was thinking about you on my walk in today. Coming from the South Loop, I walked just about all Michigan Avenue today.
Because the streets cut off.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful for walkers today because all the traffic was stopped. So there was no pauses whatsoever. And I know how you appreciate that.
Yes. Listen, the efficient path is the path we're going to take.
Yes.
That's the path I want the Cubs to take to perhaps going to the World Series. To do that, they need more arms. We're going to talk about why they need more arms. Well, you know one of them. And we're talking about an all-star, a long time in the making, in Matthew Boyd. We'll hear from him and try to figure out what the Cubs should do about that fifth spot, in the rotation. He's Mark Grody. I'm Marshall Harris. You're listening to Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Danny Parkins here. Last year's Cubs for a Cure Radiothon raised over $1 million for cancer research. The Chicago Cubs and 670 The Score will team up once again for a 24-hour broadcast as we try and top last year's number. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, Thursday, July 31st, right here on 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Sox fans. Every Friday home game is a chance to see the Sox in their brand new City Connect uniforms. Catch all the action on Chicago Sports Network. Head over to CHSN.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial. Download the app and stream the Sox now. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thought about what it would mean to be a first-time All-Star at this stage in your career. Sixth in the ERA right now in the National League, certainly more than deserving.
Oh, man. That'd be quite an honor. And, you know, but again, I don't get to make that decision. Somebody else does. But if that honor did come, it would be something that would be really special.
Matthew Boyd last week talking about the possibility of being an All-Star. Well, let me tell you something. The decision makers have made that decision and have named Matthew Boyd as the third and final All-Star representing the Chicago Cubs at Truist Park down in Atlanta for next week's All-Star game. You're listening to Raheemy and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Mark Grody and me, Marshall Harris, hanging out with you for the next 3 hours or so, trying to have a good time. Give us a call, because we want to hear from you, 312-644-6767, about how you feel about the Cubs right now, coming off a 5-1 homestand, a series win over a winning team in the St. Louis Cardinals, putting some distance between themselves and the rest of the NL Central. The Cards 5.5 back. The Brewers, they're a little closer at just 4 games back. And Mark, we talked about it. Matthew Boyd has been so important on this team. Did not get a quality start because he only went 5 innings yesterday. But who can blame him? He had a couple of questionable situations early in that game yesterday. Got out of both of them because he only gave up 3 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 9. That's a season high. And he had plenty of offense, so he didn't need to really be out there for the 6th inning.
Yeah, you called it, man. I mean, that first inning, it was the only time there was some heat on him, first and second, and one out, and he just overpowers the next 2 guys. You said not a quality start. Guess what? 9 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's a quality start.
But by definition of a quality start, it's got to go 6 innings.
That's then we need to. Then this is where I would agree with somebody like Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, no.
That a quality like you're telling me 5 innings, no runs, 9 strikeouts,
hot garbage.
I'm with you, Dustin Rhodes.
It's not hot garbage. It's
81 pitches. That was pretty efficient. 5 strikeouts in the first. That's a quality start, my friend. Boy, we need to fix the system here right now, Marshall. No, Matthew Boyd, a 252 earned run average for this Cubs team. And it got to the point this year with Boyd, a point, as I like to call it, a point of no return, as in it got to a point, probably maybe about his 7th or 8th start this year, maybe even longer for me. I'd have to go back and pinpoint where it's like, yep, you're for real. You're legitimate. I don't know what Matthew Boyd's going to be like next year or beyond, but for this year, that guy is real. That's a guy that I would trust starting anywhere in a playoff series, anywhere.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up for him specifically, because Matthew Boyd, he's proven that he can get it done in the playoffs. I mean, go back to last season, right? And you look at what he did for the Cleveland Guardians. He's a guy that came in 4 2/3 in his first playoff appearance and a loss that they had to the Detroit. And then in a win, he only pitched 2 innings, but only gave up 1 hit. He gave up 1 earned run over the course of the playoffs last year in 3 different appearances, 3 different games started. Against the Tigers, and then against the New York Yankees. So I think that has value right there. The fact that he's been in the playoffs twice in his career. Once was just a really quick appearance in the 16th inning of a game back in his time with the Seattle Mariners. That was back in 2022, pre-Tommy John surgery. But last year he proved he can stand up to the fight. There's a reason the Guardians wanted to bring him back. The Cubs just offered more money, and it's looking like a very wise investment. The 2 years for $29 million. But Matthew Boyd certainly continues his legacy in Chicago as the father who continues to step up. He's not missing the parent-teacher conferences. He's not missing his time on the mound. He's now pitched over and over and over again. How many times has he pitched? Well, 18 starts. In those 18 starts, the Cubs are 10-8. In those 18 starts, he's given up more than 3 runs just once, when he gave up 4 runs in a win against the Cincinnati Reds way back on May 23rd.
And every conversation now I've noticed that is centered on Matthew Boyd. Of course, it's about how, like what you're talking about, his lightning numbers, but also the disclaimer is he's the nicest guy in baseball. Word is out. word is out, and I do believe that we brought it to you. I remember Matthew Boyd being on, I think it was with Spiegel and Holmes earlier this year, to present this man. And now, finally, this is what I like. When your team is good, all these little stories that we know in the Cubs bubble, they start to get out of the bubble. And we share with our little garage band, we share with the rest of the world that Matthew Boyd is nice.
Well, he's not just nice.
He's making nice cool again.
He's one of the nicest people in baseball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even John Heyman today. I can't believe it. He said that he is the nicest guy in baseball. Another guy today saying that. The testimonials are in. What a nice guy.
I remember listening to the conversation he had with Matt Spiegel on the premiere baseball show in Chicago.
It is the premier baseball show in Chicago. I don't know. What's your comeback to that, Bruce and David? I don't know.
Hit and run. Well, it's premier because it's the oldest. Wow. That's why we give it that.
Well, I don't know about that. Inside the clubhouse has been running a little longer than hit and run.
Oh, it has?
Oh, yeah.
That's not how Spiegel presented it to me.
Oh, really?
Spiegel made it sound like they were the original baseball show.
Let me clear this up. Let me clear it up.
Okay.
Hit and Run probably is the longest running baseball show on the Score. I think Inside the Clubhouse. I might be wrong.
It might have been on another network.
No, it was. It was on another station. Okay. Bruce worked for another station. So I don't know if that counts because the show was down the dial and now he brought it to this radio station. So does that count, the continuity factor? So maybe both are kind of right. Hit and Run has probably been longer on the Score.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
That's what they asked Russ Matera to say about their show.
All I can tell you is Matt Boyd is the premier starting pitcher in this rotation this season because he's made 18 starts, and I gave you the stats. Imanaga would probably be right there with him, except for he's missed a lot of time. Michael in St. Louis, 309. Boyd proves nice guys don't always finish last.
It's true, man. It's tough. Living that lifestyle, the Matthew Boyd nice guy lifestyle. Good luck, pal. Good luck.
So, listen, I like that everyone's chiming in here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody filling in for Leda here on the Score. 312-644-6767. I appreciate the text, including 630, who says Matthew, quote-unquote, Woody Boyd. Because he does he gives Woody vibes, right?
He's not as dumb as Woody, but I got you. Absolutely.
Oh, that's not even the Woody I was going with.
Oh, wait, Woody.
I was going with Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, I was thinking of Woody Harrelson.
Well, that's another Woody.
Yeah, it
My mind also went to Woody from Toy Story because just such a nice guy and, like, you know.
That's a leader. Woody Allen.
So I went to the old reference, of course.
I wouldn't go to Woody Allen.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Woody Allen
no,
either.
No. That's not cool anymore. No.
Wait, we got some phone calls? Do we want to tap into the people?
Look at all the people.
Where do you want us to start?
Where do the people get? The townspeople have arrived. They have gathered around our studio and would like to talk sports.
312-644-6767 here on Raheem and Harris. First up, Wayne from Lafayette. Wayne, you're on 670 Score with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. What's up?
Marshall and Mark, the hot garbage hotline. My God, how are you guys doing?
Hot garbage.
You know,
hotline.
We're trying to make
hot
it
garbage.
We're trying to be respectable
No garbage with you guys. You guys are top of the line, man. I love both you guys, man. Grody, you know me, and you go way back.
Oh, dude, we are not garbage. We are waste management, my friend. That's what we are. We manage the waste. We don't throw the garbage away, Wayne. It's good to hear your voice.
Understand.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. You should get them pictures this week or the first of next week, buddy.
Oh, sick.
From over there, you and me and Coach Dave and you.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Dave, looking pictures.
That was, where were we? That was at the casino.
Four Winds Casino. Yeah.
I was there with Dave Wanstead about a year ago, and I got to finally meet this caller, Wayne. He's going to be sending me pictures. I love it, Wayne. You are the best, buddy.
So, Wayne, what do you think about the Cubs right now?
They're in Kerryshawn Sears. He's going to make sure you get them in your hand. Okay. Anyway, what about Suzuki? They were talking all winter long about trying to trade the man to keep Bellinger. And look what he's doing right now, man. Gee, me, Christmas.
Wayne, you know what? That's a great. Hold on a second, Wayne. We're not hanging up on you, Wayne. You just made a great point, though. Suzuki has made us forget about Cody Bellinger. My God, Cody Bellinger's name has not been brought up until right this very second. That's another thing that this season has done for the Cubs. Is we're not longing for the guys that we were longing for during the offseason. Bregman, I'm still mad about Bregman.
I'm about to say, don't act like you wouldn't take Alex Bregman.
I would still take Alex 100%, but we're not longing for them. We're not coming out here, oh, God, if Bregman was here, the Cubs would have scored 12 runs last night. Or, God, if Cody Bellinger was here, the Cubs would have scored 15 runs on Friday, and maybe they would have won Saturday's game. Good stuff, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. You take care now. Everybody's the best to you.
Yep, gotcha. Okay, how to handle that? Pretty good.
It was Woody Harrelson from Cheers. That's 630 texting us back and saying, no, I meant Woody Harrelson from Cheers.
You meant that?
No, that's what he's saying. 630 who texted us, Matthew Woody Boy. You were right.
Okay.
You were right.
I'll take the rights when I can get them.
Also,
I don't get them every day.
From 847, Hit and Run did a lot of dump and chase during the Blackhawks run. I'm sure if the Bulls ever get back to, you know, the playoffs, they might do some pick and roll. Who knows?
Dude, when Spiegel diverts, it's a special. Something absolutely special is going to get Matt Spiegel to divert from baseball.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines again. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Sean in Lincoln Park. Sean, you're on 670 The Score. Reunion Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla.
Hey, Spiegel, big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, babe.
You know, my first and foremost thing I got to say is Seiya Suzuki, leading the league in RBIs, 24 home runs. Why is that man not an all-star?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. Shohei Ohtani exists, and he plays his same position. And also, everybody's got to get an all-star. And I think those are the two main reasons. Okay, no retort for that? Okay, that perfect. He agrees with me.
You have won again, Marshall Harris. Are you proud of yourself?
All I do is win, no matter what.
Bravo, Mr.
Money
Harris.
Can never get enough.
You have talked down another caller. Do we have another caller we can take?
Yeah, let's one more. Okay. Josh and Crystal Lake, you're on with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris here on Raheem and Harris 670 The Score.
What have ye?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so the biggest problem, and we can all talk, we all know Seiya deserves it and whatnot, and there's a lot of guys that deserve it, didn't get in, you know, the one from each team, et cetera, et cetera. What I see happening now with things like Acuna playing a month in the season, you know, you got Ohtani as a DH, but he's actually a pitcher slash hitter. They're going to have to figure that out, is that we are diluting the All-Star. We're diluting the All-Star, and it's going to turn into what we have now in the NFL, where these Pro Bowl, who cares? Who cares what you have as a Pro Bowl? Me growing up, like, All-Star was everything. And I'm telling you what, to these guys, too, All-Star is everything. But now what we're doing is that it's seriously fanfare, is that where we control it somehow, which it shouldn't be that way. Acuna shouldn't be allowed to play a month of the season and be an All-Star starter. And a guy like Seiya... And then there's other guys, too. These guys who've done great in this first half, but they're not there. They're not recognized. And part of that recognition is national recognition. When you're on TV and you get to play in that game, that's national recognition. That stuff's taken away. And it's just going down that road, I'm telling you, where this stuff is not going to matter. It's going to look like the Pro Bowl.
Well, I take issue with that because of this, Josh. I mean, fans have been voting on the MLB All-Star game since 1933. This isn't a new process. It is a game for the fans. And I understand what you're saying about Ronald Acuna specifically and other guys who have missed time. But if they're the most popular guy and fans want to make them the most popular player, they want to see the most popular players. Let's say Ken Griffey Jr. in his heyday was out for 50 games and came back and played like the last 15 games as All-Star game was voting. He would be an All-Star. He'd be the starting center fielder.
100 people, exactly. And then fans are entitled to... I got over that a long time ago. Like, I understand
it's
that.
It's a game for the fans.
Right. Exactly. So while it does seem on the surface unfair, you will have been the one to vote for him. By the way, let's give Ronald Acuna his tilde mark on the end there. A couple of... Acuna.
Yeah,
I couldn't... I let it go the first time, but the man deserves his tilde. So there you go.
His name deserves a little bit of respect put on it.
It does.
As I was saying, I think he's like a five-time All-Star now. Ronald Acuna has been doing it for a minute.
I want to see Ronald
Acuna. Half a decade.
I want to see him. I want to hear about him. I want to know what's been going on with him.
There are people on the text line complaining we've talked too much Cubs.
What?
Do I have a thing for you?
I don't have a text line today, by the way. So I'm life is good over here.
We'll fix that for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, Ray Diaz can fix that for you over there. They're like, when are you going to talk about the White Sox and Colson Montgomery and Bobby Jinks? And Shane Smith.
Let me tell you about Bobby Jinks.
Well, let me tell you something. We're definitely going to talk about Bobby Jinks twice over. We're going to talk about him at 11:25 specifically, and then again with Chuck Garfine in the back half of the show at 12:25. But right now, we got to talk about what happened over the weekend, because I don't give the White Sox a lot of credit during this rebuild, but I have to tip my cap to how they handled one Colson Montgomery. Why everything they did in implementing him, making him the Major League debut guy over the weekend, was perfect. That and more when Raheemian Harris with Mark Grodian continues on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broken bat, a flare to left field. Montgomery, will he get there? Oh, what a catch! In his big league debut, you see what Colson Montgomery can do. Welcome to the show.
John Shriffin on CHSN doing his due diligence as Colson Montgomery makes a ridiculous catch in his Major League debut. Didn't get a hit that day, but made up for it over the next 2 days. 5 for 10, a triple. What a weekend. And I got to say, as we are back on Raheemi and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla, this was a genius move by Chris Getz and company to say, all right, we're going to bring him up. He's hot. He's been raking at AAA. And we're going to put him at Coors Field, where hitters are known to do better when they play there than anywhere else in baseball. And he's not going to be at home. There's not going to be any pressure in Chicago, and we're just going to work him in that way. And he delivered, Mark. He truly delivered.
Yeah, I mean, really good for him to see that. Obviously, we've all been hearing this name through the good and the bad, and then finally it is there. I will tell you, I had a pretty unique experience watching him this week, watching Colson Montgomery, because that was the 4th of July. So I, like a lot of people, I was at a 4th of July party. I was at a barbecue, out, obviously, again, outside, hanging out with friends, sitting outside in the sunshine, and it was getting a little hot. And a few of us kind of made our way into the air conditioning of the house of the person that was hosting it. And we were the people at the party that decided to help ourselves to the host couch in the living room area.
Was that supposed to be off limits?
Well, it's not necessarily off limits, but you know how that is. It's always a risky proposition when you go to somebody else's house. Now, albeit they are friends of ours, but we took it upon ourselves not only to go into the house, but then to go into the living room, sit on the couches, get the remote then. How does this thing work? Turn on the television, a few of us, and watch the one of them was a big White Sox fan, and watch the White Sox game.
Hold on.
Yes.
How many people were at the gathering, and how many people did this move to the couch?
I think at that time, there were probably about 13, 14 people on the outside of this party. Three of us made the move. I got up and went inside, and then I was followed. I was followed to the indoors.
What, like, you tell me is you're the leader.
Keep an eye on Grody. We got a 2-4-6 situation. It looks like he's heading into the kitchen. He's trying to get some of the extra burgers that were put on the plate there. Yep, he's going for the food. Okay, stop the fatty from getting the food. Now he's going into the living room, which we did, three of us, turned on the White Sox game and saw the Colson Montgomery catch.
This is why I don't have people in my house, because I don't have to worry about this stuff. Listen, I don't invite people over ever.
Because we take advantage of your facilities?
I didn't take advantage. It's just like, my home is like my space, you know?
Wow.
I don't like sharing it with just anybody.
Honestly.
Even my friends. I lived in Philly for 11 years. I had like a couple of friends who never saw the inside of my place. Because I'd be like, I'll just meet you down the street at wherever or whatever. Where are we watching the game? Like, that was a comment.
What is that about us? Because I'm exactly the same. I am all, anybody invites me out, I'm there. I'm at your party.
Because then I got to kick you out.
Yeah.
I'm a guest who never overstays their welcome. I'm the one that's going to duck out early, so I never feel bad about going to somebody's place.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Right.
I'm
you good. Do the Mitchie shuffle, our boss, Mitch Rosen, who just disappears. He's Kaiser Sose, like he was never there. Poof.
Here's my thing about Colson Montgomery here on Raheem Harris and him getting called up. We've been waiting for this for so long. The first round pick back in 2021. Don't let him leave early. Just keep him up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, this party is for you. You're locked in. Now you can't leave. You have to stay at this party, Colson Montgomery.
We've waited way too long, and I know 5-for-10 in the opening weekend is great. That is a great introductory time for him. But I just want to make sure that even if he struggles, the White Sox just let it play out.
No doubt. No doubt. You're right. This is, and I think part of it, because it's not like. This is not Tim Elko. Right. This is, did Chase Meidroff, did he go back down for a second, or was he just injured that he was out? He hasn't gone back down since he was called up, right? The new Darwin Barney? Barney's on the south side?
Hold on, I got to deal with 219 on the text
line. Oh, okay.
Let's not forget.
Remember, I don't have text messages, so.
Let's not,
is okay.
We're going to get on that.
No, Ray, I'm not, that was not like a.
You're going to need it for this
low
next
key
segment.
Complaint. No,
such
I wasn't calling you out.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not.
You're going to need to have access to the text line for this next segment.
Not passive aggressive, sorry. Yeah.
219 says, let's not forget the Sox lost the series to the Rockies.
No.
Wait, what?
That's not true.
That's not true! The Sox won the first two games and almost had a sweep of the Rockies, which would have been their first sweep of the season.
You ever heard of a little named Adrian Hauser? I don't know why I'm doing this today, but I'm enjoying
it. I like
that. Yeah, you ever heard of a little guy named Adrian Hauser? Eight innings? Zero runs?
That guy's sick.
Just when I really need to emphasize, even if it's a bad point.
Wait.
Cubs have the day off today. Anybody realize that?
Adrian Hauser is the guy that should have been the Cubs All-Star, if not Garrett Wilson.
Sox All-Star.
Yeah,
so, you said
sorry.
Cubs. You said Cubs. That's okay.
They need more All-Stars too, but we'll get to that in a moment. The Sox should not have Shane Smith as their All-Star. Is that?
I agree with that. I mean, it was, and I have a theory on why. I think it's because, like, a lot of people, except for us and those of us who watch White Sox games for a living, do you think that anybody, even on the national beat, is watching closely the minutiae of White Sox games? No, they're just talking to people, saying, who on the Sox should be an All-Star? And the word gets around, Shane Smith was pretty good early on. They're not looking at what Shane Smith has done recently, which is a 9-something ERA over the last month.
No, it's a sports equivalent of people who get their news from Facebook and understand what's happening in the world and trendy on Facebook. Facebook. Now, what happens is if you get your stuff from Facebook,
yeah.
Now it originated on TikTok, which is instantaneously. Mm-hmm. The young people are on it. And then if you're an Instagram user like me, you get it like a week later. And then a week after that, so like 2 weeks late, you're getting your information on Facebook. It avalanches down.
Slow to adapt. Yeah. Slow acceptance, the whole thing. Yeah.
Whoever is responsible for making sure that Shane Smith is an all-star probably doesn't know he had a 9.28 ERA over his last four starts.
Correcto.
They just know about the first 13 starts, which were glorious.
How about yesterday? Good God, that was bad. That was really bad
yesterday.
Well,
it was also Coors Field, so I wasn't expecting anything good from
the Sox. But Mike Tauchman broke up the tie. When the Palatine Pounder gives you a 3-2 lead, you best hold that lead, and guess who didn't?
I want to use this opportunity to remind people that Steven Wilson, if you don't follow the White Sox, is a White Sox reliever. He has a 1.5 WAR, a 1.59 ERA in 30 games. And then, of course, there is Adrian Hauser, who has a 2.4 WAR.
8 shutout innings at Coors.
Is that good?
That's good. I don't care who the Rockies are. And who are the Rockies, by the way?
A 1.608. A 1.60 ERA in 8 starts for one Adrian Hauser. The Rockies are the team that are probably going to still break the White Sox record for most losses.
I think that they're well on pace, and thank God the White Sox won the series.
Yeah, the White Sox the series was never in doubt in my mind.
No,
it was, can they get the sweep?
Yeah,
can they get the sweep? They could not, but since we have now Shane Smith, who is an all-star, I want to remind you of maybe a guy who can give him a run for the money as the worst all-star of all time.
Oh, wow.
And remember, Shane Smith.
Are you talking about just White Sox or all time?
White Sox.
Okay.
White Sox. Shane Smith, just the second ever Rule 5 guy to get named an all-star the following year. Dan Ugla in 2006 with the Marlins.
Wow. Ugla.
Remember Dan Ugla?
Oh, of course.
He hit home runs and strikeout?
He was in sensation for like a 2 year. I think never a star, but kind of like a sensation.
Long enough to get that paycheck.
Not long enough to get that paycheck.
No.
That's right.
And so he got out of arbitration, got the paycheck. You're good. Generational wealth. Let's go back to 1942.
Shall we?
Eddie Smith
had
the dubious distinction of appearing in an all-star game the same year he led the league in losses. That's a very unique achievement. In that year, at the break, he was 2-13 with a 3.72 ERA and was the White Sox only All-Star representative.
What was that ERA?
3.72.
Oh, okay, it's not
better,
that bad.
Better, but 2-13?
Yeah, but the ERA, come on, man.
But 3.72 ERA should not get you to the All-Star game either.
Probably not. But the 2-13, come on, you're an astute baseball fan. You don't follow records. But I hear you, 3.72 is not All-Star worthy. I got you.
Okay, so I got Eddie you. Smith is there with him, is what I'm saying.
This
kind of pivots our conversation to the All-Star game and guys who should be in, shouldn't be in, all that. Let's have that conversation. That's up next here on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.